Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac is here on this Valentine's Day.
My funny Valentine.
We're going to kick it off with some Frank.
Sweet comic Valentine.
Super good, too.
You make me smile.
It's a day of candy and flowers. Neil, when you receive roses, do you demand that they have baby's breath in them? Do you demand baby's breath?
I thought so. I think that makes for a very nice ensemble.
Thursday, February 14th, 45th day of the year, 320 days left to go. Big, big day in our history and the history of the old Stars and Stripes. 1778, our flag, the Stars and Stripes, carried to a foreign port for the first time ever in France. They were our friends, our allies. During the Revolutionary War, I don't know if we would have been able to do it without him.
Well,
it was aboard the American ship Ranger. This date, 1778. Hey, it's patent time. Ready for patent? It's not Dick Van Patten. It's patent time.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
Dick
there.
Van Patten time, that's a whole different time. And we actually do a little more pomp and circumstance if it's Dick Van Patten. But this is patent. 1803, Moses Coates patented the apple pear. Basically, the apple peeler. I've never used one of those where it's like a lathe. You put the apple on there and it goes around. The whole thing goes up and down. And
I have not used one of those either.
Does a real nice job. Yep. 1803, 1929, it is St. Valentine's Day. So any massacre that would take place on this date would be known as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Right.
Chicago, Illinois. Al Capone's guys, members, apparently did it. There was no proof, though. They couldn't tie it back to Al Capone. They couldn't tie any of that back to Al Capone.
No, it was only tax evasion.
Tax evasion was the only thing they could nail him on. They did eventually do that, but that was 1929. How about in 31 in theaters?
I am Dracula.
Dracula.
Bela Lugosi.
Van Helsing. Now that you've learned what you have learned.
Something
is that spot on or anywhere close?
That is good. That's pretty good.
1931, that was Dracula. How about 32? We're going to do some bobsleighing.
There's the U.S. number one team. Fisk driving. There they go. Talk about speed. Taking another curve.
Riding on a toboggan that looks like you got it at Menards.
Around again.
And they did call it bobsleigh, not bobsled. 1932 Olympics in Lake Placid.
Were there no sides to this thing?
To the no.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have the hull like you know, in the front cone like they have now. I mean, it's just open. It's like you're on one of the sleigh. You know, you're out there.
Hang on,
guys. That was a three-man bobsleigh.
Wow.
1932. We took gold. What happened? You know, because the U.S. bobsled team then fell behind the Germans and all the Scandinavian countries. We're still trying to battle back. Heck, we even tried Willie Gault and Herschel Walker. That still didn't work.
No.
How about in 62?
This state dining room symbolizes your duties as an official hostess. Do you serve many meals here?
Yes, this is where all the state dinners and lunches are given. Can seat 102 people.
Except for when Harry Truman comes, we put him at the kids' table. That was Jackie Kennedy.
Our first lady at the time.
First lady at the time conducting the White House tour on TV.
Very nice.
We'd never really had an inside look at the White House ever in that style of interview and tour on television. It was a big deal. 1962.
Do we know who was doing the interview?
Art Linkletter. No, I'm just joking. That's my guess. It looks like Art Linkletter. Kind of sounded like him.
Mm-hmm.
1971, this was the date that Richard Nixon installed his secret taping system in the White House. A little paranoid?
A little bit. I bet he was.
Although it's reported FDR also had some kind of a recording system. Do you think Tricky Dick installed Dolby noise reduction? Just think about it, though. In the Oval Office, a round room like that is not good acoustically.
I wouldn't think so.
People are coming in. What's all this foam? He had to put foam on the walls. Mm. Acoustic treatment. Because have you ever heard Kissinger and his thick accent?
Yes.
You can't understand what he's saying through the thick reverb.
No.
You need, all of a sudden, there's all this foam stuff that looks like egg cartons on the wall in the Oval Office. It's funny that people didn't realize what was going on sooner.
Yeah.
1974.
That's why they call him Tricky Dick.
Well, that is exactly why, of course. Hey, I've got a little something here for you. This is also the day. A lot of people get married on this date.
Yeah.
As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again. And there's love.
Captain and Tennille were married on this date.
Oh. Of course, we just lost the good captain.
Yeah, Daryl Dragon, 1974. 1989, you remember the Ayatollah Khomeini?
I do.
Supreme leader of Iran?
Yes.
Iranians' pains fall mainly on and from Khomeini. 1989, he issued a fatwa in this state against Salman Rushdie. I think we all remember this.
Yes.
Satanic verses, a bounty was placed on his head. 1989, he had to go into hiding.
He did.
1998, T.G. Shepard was in Las Vegas.
This is the rock. It says, she got the rock and I got this stone. It says, T.G. Shepard, Flamingo Hills in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 14, 1998.
So T.G. Shepard had this new song coming out, She's Getting the Rock and I Got the Stone, or I'm Getting Stoned, or something like that. It was never released out to radio.
Eric Church recorded one, too.
Like, did he record like that one? Maybe it's the same song.
That's what it's called.
T.G. Shepard was the best man for 35 different bridegrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the best man for 35 different weddings this date at a Las Vegas hotel. And
that was pretty good.
1998, T.G. Shepard. And that guy that we were talking to, that audio, the guy actually got a rock. It said, she got the rock and I got this stone. T.G. Shepard. Way to go, T.G. Now, on this date, 2005, YouTube.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is...
What you are listening to is the first ever YouTube video that was ever uploaded to YouTube. It's one of the three founders, who's now a gajillionaire. It's called Me at the Zoo. You can watch it yourself on YouTube. That's the first ever YouTube video. Huh. And this date is when YouTube went active. That video was uploaded like in April, but this date, 2005, those guys that came up with YouTube actually got the domain and activated their website.
Jeez.
And now the millions and millions of videos on there, and the millions and millions and billions of views, probably trillions by now.
I would think.
As much as our deficit, which is up to 22 trillion now. I just noticed that.
That's significant.
A little bit of news here on Bob FM. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. Hugh Downs is celebrating a birthday today.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs, and this is 2020.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Who else can do news and game shows that well?
Yeah, and he was the sidekick for Jack Parr.
I mean, my goodness, what a career in television.
He was the great Hugh Downs, and he's 98, still going strong today.
Awesome.
I mentioned there was still a McGuire sister that was
sugar
alive.
In the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar.
Don't ever question my McGuire sister knowledge, Neil.
And I don't think I did.
Phyllis McGuire. She's 88 today. She's 88. 10 years younger than Hugh Downs. She may have dated Hugh Downs. I don't know.
She might have.
Oh, you know, we mentioned that McGuire's were from Minneapolis. We got them mixed up with the Andrew sisters.
Oh, it's Andrew, yes.
Andrew sisters are the ones that are from Minnesota Mound, exactly.
Yeah, right.
How about Razzie Bailey? He's 80.
I'll be right back where I started from. I keep coming back. Even though I'm at
he's more than Midnight Hauler.
Yeah. He keeps coming back. He's loving up a storm. He's riding the Midnight Hauler. It's barreling on home, if I'm not mistaken. Razzie Bailey is 80 today. This guy, we had Nixon news. This guy blew the roof off the Watergate thing. He and his buddy Woodward. And Bernstein, you know them?
Yeah, Carl, I saw
Bernstein.
That movie. All the President's Men.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
The one with Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman. They did a nice job. So, Carl Bernstein is 75 today. This guy never talks, but here he did.
Are you going to let her talk to me like that? Say something. Thank you.
That's him from The Big Bang Theory. All of a sudden, Teller shows up in The Big Bang Theory when Sheldon married Amy, and he plays Amy's father, Amy Farrah Fowler. And all of a sudden, he talks. I go, I didn't think he could talk.
Yeah,
or
he never did talk.
71. Pat Bryan is 71. He was a talk show host, sports host, sideline reporter. He's done it all.
He's done it all,
that
too.
Pat O'Brien guy, he is 71. Alan Hunter, one of the original MTV guys.
I'm Alan Hunter. I will be with you right after Mark. We'll be covering the latest in music news coast to coast here on MTV music television.
With that kind of exciting delivery, I'm surprised more people didn't tune in.
How did he not just tear it up?
He's good. He's Alan Hunter. And he's about your age, Neil. He is now 62. He's a year. You're 58. He's 57.
No. Yes.
Yeah, you're born 58. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the year, not the age. He's 62 today. Jim Kelly, the K-Gun, Hurry Up Offense, Shotgun Offense, four Super Bowls.
Four losses.
He wouldn't have gone there if it wasn't for Frank Reich in that one game where he was filling in for Jim Kelly.
That's right.
He came back against the Oilers. Maybe this stat might tell you something about their results in the Super Bowl. He had two touchdown passes, seven interceptions.
Not good.
I'm giving it all. She's got Captain Simon Pegg. He plays Scotty in the Kelvin timeline, which it sounds like that's dead. I don't think they're making any more Kelvin timeline Star Trek movies for Trekkies out there. Mm-hmm. He is 49. Happy birthday going out to him today.
And her voice says, strange. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be
really a good singer.
But you know, during that era, every new singer sounded like this. Maybe 75%. Rob Thomas, he's Matchbox 20. Also did that song with Santana called Smooth, which was a very good one, too.
Well.
And Marion Gabrick is 37 today. The Minnesota Wild's first ever draft pick. I believe he still is the all-time franchise leader in goals scored. Mikko Koivu just got his 200th here not too long ago before he got hurt.
Yeah.
But Gabrick's a 20 or something, 200 teens.
Well.
Marion Gabrick, 1982, so that makes him 37. I don't think he's playing anymore. He was injured. He's with the Ottawa Senators, and I don't think he's played this year. I think he hasn't officially retired, but he's probably done.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We start with Hall of Fame comedian Jack Benny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I must tell you why I'm here tonight. It's because of my long association with the Lucky Strike people. And I think I can safely say that they are without a doubt the nicest sponsors who have ever fired me.
He loved putting that hand to the side of his face. That was kind of his deal.
Yes. And Rochester's trusted sidekick, Jack Benny. Fine violinist as well. Born on this day, 1894. Did we ever find him? Former Teamster leader, union leader Jimmy Hoffa. Born on this day, 1913.
Disappeared.
Yeah. There was some issues with the mob we hear, and we never did find him. Same year, Mel Allen, great baseball Hall of Fame announcer.
How about that?
That's kind of his signature line.
He made a cameo in Naked Gun.
That's what that's from.
Oh, I love it.
That was the best. How about that I could find. And he was, of course, the longtime host of This Week in Baseball.
Twib notes. Mel Allen, born on this day, 1913. Fine college football coach. Had the great battles with between his Ohio State Buckeyes and Bo Schembechler's Michigan Wolverines. Woody Hayes, then he punched a kid running by. On the sideline during a game. That didn't work out. Woody Hayes, same as Hoffa, same as Mel Allen, 1913. What about Vic Morrow? Remember him, 1929? He was in Combat, was his TV series. And then he was killed tragically in a helicopter accident while filming the movie, The Twilight Zone, and was basically decapitated. Vic Morrow died young, 1929. One of the great TV moms of all time, she was Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson.
Yeah, fun is fun, but you know you can carry joking too far. Somebody could end up getting hurt.
Really?
Like I said, if you carry a joke too far, somebody can get hurt.
You know what also she said? Mom always said, don't play ball in the house.
Right.
Don't play ball in the house. That's a Nerf ball, but not a full-size basketball. Come on, that's going to break a vase. That's going to break a vase every time.
There's
certainly none of them. Now, I had the skill, but none of the Brady skills kids would have the skill to be able to put a vase back together using super glue.
No.
That is a technique that I perfected when I was a child.
So true.
So many things were broken, and they still don't know. I'm taking that to my grave.
Florence, I know it. Florence Henderson was born on this day, 1934. Actor, dancer, Gregory Hines, 1946. And former football player Steve McNair, who was killed in a grisly murder-suicide was born on this day, 1973. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed the chief.
Oh, Max, every time we use the cone of silence, something terrible happens. Can't you just write it to me on a piece of paper?
People can read a piece of paper, Chief.
I'll burn it afterwards.
Ashes can be reassembled.
I'll eat the note.
They could operate on you and get it back.
He was the chief on Get Smart. Edward Platt from Get Smart, born on the state Staten Island, 1916. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you start a Bob-a-thon with one of these three, please? Would it be Judd's Turn It Loose? Mm-hmm. Got My Heart Set on You, John Conley, or Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker, going all bluegrass on us?
I'm thinking John Conley today.
It's coming up.
Hey.